Well, while he's in the country, Tony Abbott will meet the heads of some of Canada's wealthiest investment funds. Some have already bought into Australian ports and property developments, but infrastructure analysts here say that there is an appetite for more. Here's business reporter Pat McGrath.
Canada's big pension funds have been on the hunt for major investments and acquisitions in Australia for more than a decade. Tony Abbott has drawn attention to some of the Australian assets that Canadian investors already own.
The M7 motorway, 27% of the Port of Brisbane, the Sydney desalination plant, part of the Melbourne Convention Centre are all now owned by Canadian investors.
And so Canada is increasingly becoming a source for big deals for executives at some of Australia's large investment management firms, like Andrew Kinnane, manager of corporate trusts at Perpetual.
They're actually looking for longer-term cash flows. Therefore, they're actually happy to invest in long-term real estate and infrastructure in a passive way to collect the income stream.
Andrew Kinnane says that means Canadian funds often bring stability to the assets they buy.
We're now getting more Canadian pension funds setting up offices in Australia and sending out executives to Gower for more deals here. So Borealis, which is the Ontario Municipal Employees Pension Fund, has set up an office in Sydney recently. And we're also hearing of other pension funds looking at setting up permanent offices here in Australia.
So why are they so interested in Australia?
There's a couple of things. Certainly the Australian rule of law. That reliable and predictable outcome in terms of our legal system. I heard a great anecdote once. A Canadian pension fund would much prefer to invest in an Australian port servicing China than a Chinese port. And I think that's the reason being is that there's a proven ability to get your money in and then out. But also there's availability. I mean, thankfully for our state governments and federal governments have been happy to divest assets and recycle that capital.
And it's not just pension funds buying Australian infrastructure. There's buying and selling among companies too. The Canadian dairy giant Saputo earlier this year won the bidding war for Victoria's Warrnambool cheese and butter. Last financial year, the Foreign Investment Review Board approved almost $7 billion worth of Canadian investment in Australia. That makes Canada Australia's fourth biggest foreign investor after the United States, Switzerland and China. The Canada Pension Plan Investment Board has invested $1 billion in Sydney's Barangaroo development. And infrastructure analyst Gary Bowditch from the University of Wollongong expects much more investment in the future.
This has been known as the Maple Revolution, and it's been a very effective one. It has come with some problems for them, but in the main it has served them reasonably well.
What kind of problems has it come with?
Well, the biggest issues for the Canadians has been concerns with overestimation of the value of assets, and in particular that has been driven from things like trying to forecast patronage risk, particularly on major toll roads and so forth, which has been quite a problem for them. They've taken much more comfort with the direct investment model by investing in regulated assets, particularly in terms of marine ports and airports.
Gary Bowditch says Canadian buyers could play a big role in the asset recycling scheme agreed to between the states and the federal government. But he says Australia must make its future infrastructure plans clear.
There's only upside for Australia if we can articulate our long-term pipeline of infrastructure projects. And that's not just a list of infrastructure projects that they want to build. It's also about, well, where does Australia see its major growth opportunities? What are the sorts of infrastructure that are required? And how will we invite the innovation of the private sector and the international companies, such as pension funds and so forth, to be involved in the infrastructure market? So it's not only just lay your money on the table and trust us. It's about getting them involved in the innovation and the form of the market. And we've got quite a few steps to go before we're going to be in a position to do that.
That's Gary Bowditch from the University of Wollongong, ending that report from business reporter Pat McGrath.